You're listening to the audio production of Beneath Copper Falls by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Prologue. 2 years earlier. Renee huddled in the garden shed in her pajamas and tried to hear him over the pounding of her heart in her ears, dust motes crowded close in the dim illumination from the full moon glaring through the windows, and she suppressed a sneeze. The stench of gasoline from the mower hung in the air, along with the odor of decaying grass. The smell should have comforted her with its familiarity to what she loved most. But it only added to her terror. The last time she had worked in the garden had been with him. Surely he wouldn't search for her here and would think she'd already started for town. The straps of the backpack bit into her shoulders, and she longed to take it off and hide it. But it was the only evidence she possessed. Evidence of what a monster she had loved. She might need a weapon. Now that her eyes adjusted to the gloom, she darted her gaze around the shed. About 8x8, it overflowed with gardening tools and old pots. The hoe. It might work. Or maybe she could wield the hedge clippers like a sword. Though the thought of plunging those steel blades into the chest of a man who'd once whispered sweet words in her ears nearly paralyzed her. The clippers would be less cumbersome than the hoe. As she lifted the shear, something fell from the workbench. The clatter sounded as loud as a crack of lightning overhead. She froze and listened for footsteps heading her way. Nothing. The breath eased out of her chest, and she moved in a half-crouched position toward the door in her bare feet. She twisted the knob, and the latch released a soft click. Renee waited a moment before she pushed the door open.